My mother likes to garden, and she wears these really ugly, cloggy-looking sort of boot shoes when she gardens. And I inherited the gardening gene, I think, from my mother, except I hate those shoes. But she, for some reason, thinks that you can't be an inspired gardener unless you're wearing these ugly, cloggy, booty-looking shoe things. So when she started to notice that I also was taking an interest in gardening, she got me a pair of these cloggy booty, terrible looking shoes. So, and they have designs on them. They're striped. They're like pink at the base, but then they're striped and it's yellow and purple and green. Stripes are really hideous looking. And I initially resisted wearing these shoes because I saw them as a sign of I really was becoming crazy like my mother if I was going to wear these shoes. But then I realized that actually, when it's muddy and it's gross, then these shoes are really helpful, even though they're hideous looking. And I actually wasn't becoming my mother. I was just wearing helpful gardening shoes, and I was really my own person inside of these hideous, terrible looking gardening shoes. So I now no longer have a fear of them. My mother likes to
I have
garden,
to
and
travel
she
a
wears these
lot
really
for
ugly,
work,
cloggy
and
looking
I sort
sort
of
of boot
like to
shoes
travel
when she
anyway
gardens.
in life. I like to
And
travel. I think it's
I
a really great thing
inherited the
to go
gardening
to a new
gene, I think,
place,
from my
and
mother. So I
especially
hate
if
those
you
shoes,
don't speak the
but
language.
she, for some reason, thinks
There's
that
a lot
you
of really fun things
can't
that you
be an
can do with
inspired
hand
gardener unless you're
gestures
wearing these
and sort
ugly,
of
cloggy,
fake sign
booty-looking
language
shoe things.
and so
And
vocal
she started to notice
intonation
that
and
I
things like
also
that.
was
So I
taking an
think it's
interest
really
in gardening.
important to immerse
She
oneself in
got
a new
me a
culture
pair
and to
of
be
these
open
cloggy
to
booty,
new
terrible-looking
experiences
shoes.
of
So, and
food
they have designs on them. They're striped.
theater
They're
and
like
music.
pink at the
And
base, but then they're striped and it's
I think
yellow
it
and
really is
purple and green.
enriching
Stripes are
and
really
is an
hideous
important thing
looking.
to do to
And I
experience
initially
these
resisted
new
wearing these shoes
things.
because I saw them as a sign of I really was becoming crazy like my mother if I was going to wear these shoes.
But then I realized that actually, when it's muddy and it's gross, then these shoes are really helpful, even though they're hideous looking. And I actually wasn't becoming my mother. I was just wearing helpful gardening shoes, and I was really my own person inside of these hideous, terrible looking gardening shoes. So I now no longer have a fear of them.
My mother likes to
My
garden. I have
grandmother
to
is getting
travel a
really
lot for
old,
work,
and
and
she's
I sort
82
of
now.
like to travel
And
anyway in life. I
I
like to travel. I
listen
think
to
it's
her a really great when she
thing
tries
to
to
go to a
tell
new
me
place,
stories, and she's
and
forgetting a
especially
lot.
if you
She
don't
actually,
speak the
they think she
language.
has early
Amazing thing.
stages of
There's a lot of really fun
Alzheimer's,
things that you
so
can do with
it
hand gestures
it's a
and
little bit
signs and sort of
difficult
fake sign
because
language
I'm at this
and
point in my
some
life really interested
vocal
in my family
intonation that
history
I
and
also
learning
had.
about
So
her
I think it's really
story,
important
and
to
it's
immerse
difficult for her to
oneself
tell me
in a
now
new culture
accurately.
and
And
to
I've
be open
collected
to
these her
new
stories over the
experiences
years,
of. So
but
food,
you
they
can
have
imagine
designs
that
on them.
as she
There's
gets older
theater
and
and
she
music
forgets
and
she was an
film.
actress when she was growing
Yellow,
up, so
it
she's really
really
good at
is
making things
enriching.
up.
Stripes are really
So she makes
important thing
up
to do
different stories.
to
So
and I
the
initially
same story
resisted
will
wearing
have
these
25
things because
different iterations
I saw them as a sign
now,
of I really was becoming crazy like
which
my
is
mother if I was going to wear
very
these
interesting
shoes.
and sad. And
But
so it's
then I realized
I
that
think a lot
actually when
about
it's muddy
what will
and it's
happen to
gross,
me
then these
when
shoes are
I get
really
old,
helpful even though they're
and
hideous looking.
that makes me
And I actually wasn't becoming my
nervous,
mother.
but at the same
I was just
time,
wearing helpful gardening shoes, and I
it's
was
important
really
to me.
my own
My
person
grandmother is
inside of
one of the
these
most important
hideous,
people in my
terrible
life.
looking gardening shoes. So I now no longer have a fear of them. My mother
I've
likes
been
to. My
obsessed
grandmother
with
is getting
genetics
really
for a
old,
while,
and
and
she's
this
82
there's
now.
this really kind
Travel
of dumb
anyway.
show on
I
television called Who Do You Think
listen
You
to
Are,
her a really great
which
thing.
I
Tries
think it's
to
on
do tell me
CBS,
stories, and
and
she's forgetting a lot. If you,
I
if
can't
she,
stop
I think
watching
they
it,
think she
and it's
has early
on
stages of
Hulu as
Alzheimer's
well,
from
and I'll watch it
dementia.
on
So it
Hulu,
hand
and
gestures a little bit difficult for
it's
things
because
because
I'm
I'm
at this
and
point in my
so
life becoming
becoming still
very
curious my
interested
family history and
in
learning about her. So I think
family
it's really
stories and how
important
do your family
and people
stories
don't
live
ever tell
inside
me
of
now
you,
accurately
and what will you
and I've
pass on to
collected
your
these
children and
her
future
stories over the
generations.
years
And
so
we've been
but you can
doing
imagine that
some
as
reading. I
she
was
gets
also
older
obsessed with
she's as she
biology when I was
forgets she
younger,
was
and also
an
with
actress.
X and genetic diseases.
So she's really good at making and, big
so I'm learning that actually so genetics aren't necessarily about passing on only
different
inherited traits, but also personality traits,
which
I think is fascinating. So being a soldier can run in one's family, or being a doctor can run in one's family, or being a performer can run in one's family, which that's pretty fascinating to me.
Actually wasn't
nervous, but at the same time,
wearing helpful gardening shoes, and I was
it's important
really
to me.
My own person,
my grandmother, is
of
one of the most important people in my life.
Gardening shoes, so I now no longer have a fear of them.
I have sometimes difficulty because there are so many things to do in one day and not enough time. And so time management or time priority is something that I'm trying to learn. But as I get older, it's becoming more and more and more of an issue. But it's also becoming more and more and more important. Because I finished the end of the day and I realized that the things that I really needed to get done that day, I actually didn't get to at all. So it's difficult to try to figure out what is really the most important thing and what can be can wait until the next day or the following couple days or couple weeks even. I always feel like I have to get everything done now, right now. And the to-do list is always quite long. But then there's also the things that we really want to do, things that I really want to do, such as writing or playing the guitar or spending time with certain friends. But I have to make more of them more of a priority.
One of the most important people in my life. Gardening shoes. So I now no longer have a fear of them.
There's no such thing as the perfect suitcase, and it's really a shame because
there are so many.
I wish that somebody made a suitcase where you could have it be quite small when you need it to be small, and where you could make it large if you're going away on big trips.
But as I get older,
but I always have a problem with packing, with knowing how much to pack, and with having enough room for what to pack. So I really think that if someone would invent a suitcase that could be any size, expandable,
the things that I really need to get
done
that day,
compartmentalized, if it could have lots of little zippers and pouches for the perfect
the
perfect
the next day or
just universal travel suitcase, then perhaps maybe I should patent, get a patent and actually make the suitcase, because I think it's a really good idea, and frankly I could use the money, and a lot of people that I know could use the money, and a lot of really amazing organizations could use the money, and maybe I could start my own foundation just based on making the suitcase
More of a priority. One of the most important people in my life in gardening shoes. So I now no longer have a fear of them.
There's no such thing.
There's
sometimes,
it's really a shame.
If you're thinking really hard about something and you really, really need to come up with something brilliant, sometimes there's metaphorically a blank white card that you forgot to write something on sitting in front of you. And so then you really have to think about what in your mind is the thing that floats to the surface, sort of in the moment, extemporaneously, what is the thing that's really, really pressing. And for me, that is the number 8. The number 8 is hugely important to me right now, I think, because the number 8 just signifies Sesame Street for me. If I think about my youth and I think about what was something that was really, really important in my life, it was Sesame Street. And it was Count
I could use the money.
Chocula, or someone who is the count? I don't know. In Sesame Street, but the count was the one who taught you how to count from 1 to 10. So I literally learned to count from 1 to 10 from Sesame Street. My family is Hungarian on my father's side, and so that means my I'm and you really half really Hungarian. My dad speaks Hungarian quite well, and my grandmother left Hungary in 1944.
That you forgot to write something.
And her husband, my step grandfather, left Hungary in 1956 during the revolution. So I grew up not being really very interested in Hungary at all. I just thought that grandparents spoke really funny and made funny food, and I didn't have any tie to my cultural heritage. Until I started to, maybe I was in my 20s before I became really interested in my grandmother and her story and in Hungary and my relationship to Hungary. And that's when I started traveling there. And I've been traveling now back and forth, mostly to Budapest for about 8 years now. And it's really changed my life.
Who is the count?
Really becoming almost like a dual citizen in a sense.
The one who taught you how to count from 1 to 10. So I literally learned to count from 1 to 10 from Sesame Street.
Ah. My family is Hungarian. It's on my father's side. Fascinating to me. What do we... When you ask a little child what do they want to be when they grow up and what children come up with as their answer, I think when I was a kid and people asked me what did I want to do when I grew up, I said I wanted to be a construction worker because I really liked Legos and Lincoln Logs and that kind of thing. And then I changed it to trash collector because I thought that those big trucks were really, really cool.
Spoke really funny and made funny food.
And then as I got older, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
My cultural heritage.
Until I started to think that maybe I wanted to be a doctor.
And my grandmother and her story
because I was really interested in science and biology and human anatomy when I was in high school. But I always really loved the theater, and I always really loved performing as well. So for some reason I decided to choose the profession that was the least
my life.
Dependable and the really profession that was almost the least reliable,
like
essentially.
In a sense.
Because I sometimes I think so back on those trash collector dreams. My partner and I have been married for 7 years, and on Friday I live in New York State, and on Friday same-sex marriage was legalized, and for us that was a really joyful, exciting, wonderful thing. We have a dog; he's a beagle, and the two of us in our neighborhood often walk him together, and we have noticed over the past couple days since Friday that people will stop us on the street under the guise of wanting to pet the dog, but then they will stop us and say, "Oh, aren't you happy? It must be so great. Congratulations. We're, you know, we're so happy for you." These are perfect strangers who don't know us at all.
And
I'm noticing a sense of community in a way that's really, it's making us both feel really excited to be New Yorkers right now at this point in time. And we're both, it's a validation for us that's really, really, really,
sometimes
it makes you walk differently. It makes the air feel different, and it makes you... Dreams.